Thank you. So I have a wine with me.
Tastes really...
He is sour, you know, but he has just this kind of, we say dry, you know, you say dry to this wine, but I tell you it is sour, but he has just that much what you can stand. Next day you are not sick from him, and I'm not drunk from him because it's very nice. And it's pure natural, you're not putting much poison in it. Yeah. Okay, and 50 minutes, and we have still 10 minutes to talk. And that's fine, because now I'm not under pressure to tell you some news or whatever. There are really fine times if I watch out the window in the evening when all the lights are down. It's about 11 o'clock, and they're also turning down the street lights. And it's really a great sky here. We say, Gilly and me, when we're watching outside there, when we're looking into the stars, it's like cyberspace. It's really like UFOs and things like this, and I can understand that people seeing such things. Did you hear, and I'm sure you did hear, that there was life on Mars? And of course, this is not something very special, because whenever the possibility of Kohlenstoff and temperature and water comes together, then there will come life from, you know, by themselves, from all this. And so it was not a surprise for me, but we are sure that no aliens like you and me hanging around very near here, that they can visit us. And this way we know we have to go out and visit them, to take a visit to them, and it will be, I guess this takes some thousand years, because we are riding the space shuttles and we have to make children there. And of course, there's still the same question, why we must be that long like we are now, to ride the space shuttle. But it needs then more to build bigger houses and bigger space shuttles and things like this. So this is possible. Yeah, dear.
We're living in never in the past. We're living never in the future. We're always living, you and me. We're living in just the time we're living. And this means we're just picking up the sounds we're living, and nothing behind, nothing in front, and we don't care about the future and the past, and that's why we have nothing always left, you know.
Well, that was Conrad Schnitzler, and that was a mixed concert using... When were these elements from, more or less?
The past.
From the past, okay.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Keeping the music alive in the future and the present.
We have to make room for the Dusty Show coming up momentarily. Mm-hmm. Ken, thanks again for contribute number two.
Welcome. And we'd like a reader.
And Dial, thank you for.
Gita.
I'm sorry, Gita Dial.
I think we should ask listeners to give us suggestions for the contribute three. We could play music that Conrad was influenced by. We have so many possibilities for subject matters, but I mean, I assume that there's going to be a contribute three, so.
Someday, yes.
Someday, yeah.
We'll do it.
On radio station.
So write in and tell us what we missed, because we certainly only scratched the surface once
All
again.
Right. Well, thanks again for coming down, and we'll chat some more about the possibility of contribute number three. I have to make room for the Dusty Show coming up immediately with Clay Pigeon right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. I'll see you at the record fair this weekend, and that's it. See you later. Bye.
All right. All right. Well, I'm busting in. Fob, now you got to stay.
Ken says I'm 100% out of phase. Is that what's going on, Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, cover for me here, Ken. A little dead air won't hurt anybody. Ask Kenny G. Problems.
Yeah, I think the analog to digital clay pigeon conversion is not going quite as well as planned.
No, and I work so hard. And Julie's here to help me. Fabio, we have no music, just humans talking.
Yeah, but we have a whole studio full of people here.
Yeah. And
I had noticed the last couple of weeks that your music was out of phase.
Yeah.
Or that some part of it, because your music...
You got to help me, Ken. Maybe I'll just leave this laptop here.
Is the show on the laptop?
The show is on, but
so can we try to air it on the laptop?
It's not appearing. It's 100%
out. Oh, there we go.
But nothing. And it's going over there, right?
Strength through failure.
Where are you going, Fabio? You're not going anywhere. Yeah, see, it's running, isn't it, Ken? And absolutely nothing. Now, maybe it's that cord.
No, it's not plugged in over here.
We do it.
Right now. It's all how's that?
It's weak.
That's good. We have to turn the mics off for a second.
Now... So we can't air it. Ken's trying to figure it out right now. This has to be at least mildly interesting in some fashion, wouldn't you think, Julie?
Oh, I think they enjoy it because they don't hear it on, commercial radio. They like it when we mess up.
Say something,
yeah,
Ken.
Yeah, phase is a weird thing, Clay
phase,
Pigeon.
Now, most people aren't interested in that type of technical thing.
I don't even know what that means.
Where would you think it's coming from? The cassette, micro cassette? Fabio.
I think it's coming in your cassette to computer conversion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fatal step.
Boy, now what am I going to do? How am I going to ever air this show?
You might have we can correct the you don't have to remake the show. We can correct the phase.
You can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it might air soon?
Soon, not tonight. Because you'd have to take it and move it. We'd have to move it to another computer.
Well, that show is going to be stale, Ken. It's all about Oakland and everything.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see if I... Well, what kind of audio programs do you have on that laptop?
GarageBand.
I don't know if GarageBand has phase correction. You can ask a listener if GarageBand has phase correction.
Yeah, well... Maybe we better rustle up some entertainment here.
It's funny because it started out okay.
I can't
heard
hear
the.
Myself.
And
sorry.
And now, Ken, why can I hear it on my home stereo? Why can we hear it not on the air, but we can hear it in queue just fine?
That's how phase is.
It's on.
Bad phase manifests itself differently in different systems because what you have is the left and right channels canceling one another out.
I'm hooking up the Aki playlist here, so
some people hear it fine and some people don't hear anything at all.
It's funny because I heard the very beginning, I heard like the explosions or the tear gas cans or whatever that was, and then it just got really, really quiet.
Hold on now. Here we go. Getting on the AccuPlay. It just says, listen, Ken, we're going to have to talk. You want to talk? Should we take some calls? You're getting out of here. And you're going to bail on me.
Well, I'm in record fair mode. No, I just got back. I dropped the truck off, and now I got to go pick up more equipment.
I saw the big truck pull up. It's exciting, isn't it, record
20,
fair?
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're going to... I just had some blimpy, and you're awfully intimate with me. I did have them hold. I had them hold the.
Ken
onions.
Is all over you over there.
And auf Wiedersehen, great show.
Auf Wiedersehen,
wunderbar.
Next time,
cassettes.
Oh,
yes.
You're American, aren't you? Talking German at you. Oh, Fabio. This could be the end.
But you're turned on.
I am turned on in a big way.
You're on.
Yeah.
All three marks are on.
You can hear me.
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah. Nothing What's, in your
oh,
cans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it was dead. This show is total failure.
No, you're...
pure failure. Wow.
Yeah.
There we go.
It'll sink in later on that lonely walk up to Grove Street in the rain.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you had a show.
A great show.
It sounded good from the beginning.
I was so excited
about it. The
whole thing
went down in flames.
Ken, you get on there and tinker around with it. Maybe you can get it
get
up.
Get on there and tinker.
But then Andy's going to have to come on.
Ken is busy texting.
I want to know if GarageBand has phase correction.
It probably doesn't. It has a slow, medium, and fast.
Find out for me!
GarageBand has phase shifting. Is that phase correction? Oh, I see. Now we have an actual comment.
No, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, well...
Well, the thing is already recorded. You can't take out what's already embedded in the recording.
Reprocess it.
Yeah. This all spells many, many hours
yes.
of trying to redo it.
All right. You know what? I think you should just shift gears completely. Stop talking about this nonsense.
Give it up.
You played at the record fair.
Yeah.
Well, what we can do is we can correct the program and podcast and make it available on demand. You know, maybe early next week, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that just hurts.
Oh, poor Yeezy.
I had up till 4:30 last night. Yeah. It's my fault, though. Isn't how many times has this got to happen? And you've been hanging with me, Ken.
I did tell you in an email like 5 days ago that you had a phase problem, right? Oh, remember that?
Well, but I
went to the doctor for that.
I didn't.
You didn't. You had no idea what the hell I was talking about.
Well, it would have cost money to make those corrections. I should have done it on cassette, I was too doggone stubborn to go back. And inklings are starting to surface too. People saying this digital thing's getting awful tired. All these failure shows. I'm shedding listeners like.
Have you been counting how many times this has happened?
Just the cable that you're using to go from your cassette to GarageBand is probably just a bad cable. It's probably as simple as that.
Ike says, put the whole station in mono.
I wish I could. Ike, Clay Pigeon broke the lever that puts the station in mono. There used to be a big rusty lever on the wall.
Occupy Wall Street. Ken, have you been down? I saw you had a picture of one of their lists on your show.
Yeah. I went down a little over a week ago.
With Andy Breckman, right?
Yeah, Andy Breckman and I went down there. We recorded part of last night's 7-second delay there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it went well?
It was good. Listeners were horrified by Andy.
Aren't we all?
But I thought it was good. I had a great time at Zuccotti Park. I can't wait to go back.
What do you feel about the whole deal?
I'm totally in favor of it, and I think it's good that they don't have a leader and good that they don't have demands. I think that's really helped the whole thing grow. And, there's filthy hippies and obnoxious drum circles, it's true, but I still, going down there, I think there actually are a lot of very intelligent people and a lot of signs that I completely agreed with.
It seems like our core audience down there.
Absolutely. I left about 50 FMU t-shirts at the comfort station.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of our stuff down there. Fob, have you been down?
I have not.
Are you going?
I at some point I'll probably go, but I have an aversion to filthy hippies.
You do?
You know, so.
there's really not that many filthy hippies.
How could there not be?
There's all sorts of people. I mean, for one thing, like, the homeless and the tourists and the press outnumber the protesters by maybe 3-1.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And of the protesters, I'd say that, you know, maybe only 1 out of 4 is a filthy hippie.
That's a pretty good ratio.
Oh, man.
Clay never had this many problems back when he was my adopted DJ.
Aww.
Says Jim.
Jim abandoned you. That's the problem.
Andy Morphic says, for future shows, lay off to tape. And I thought about doing that.
No. Keep up with the tape. Just get a good cable to go from tape to computer. I have to go. I have to get back to the record fair.
Okay. Ken.
Bye, Ken.
Thanks for all your
encouragement. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks for your... Oh, my God, Ken. That lonely walk up to Grove Street, I'm dreading it.
Did you get my email about the signs?
The signs, I'll be making those tonight.
Great.
Wow, you're in mode.
He's on the case.
Right now is when he's muttering as he's going down the hall.
That's our leader.
Mutterings.
He's got to be on the ball or else we all go down with the ship.
201-209-9368. Rescue me. Take me in your arms. 201-209-9368. Will they now, or won't they call the triumvirate as a regrouped?
Well, now...
For just these kind of occasions.
How is it that I get roped into these things again?
Don't you love how low that chair is?
Fabio.
Yeah.
It's like little Fabio over here.
I'm like a dwarf or something. It's very...
That's where I usually sit.
It's very disconcerting, this whole...
You look slumped and small over there.
Yeah, well...
That chest is just caved in over there.
Yeah, it's
and that pattern that you're wearing, that chicken in a biscuit kind of shirt.
Chicken in a biscuit.
Doesn't Julie laugh? She knows what I'm saying.
Chicken in a biscuit.
It's
wow.
A chicken in a biscuit shirt.
See, I'm from Brooklyn,
I don't
understand where that's coming from exactly.
But I get
the impression that it's a diss, and that could be a problem.
I like that shirt.
We are brothers of the sunken chest, Bob.
I don't have a sunken chest.
You kind of do.
It's more barrel-like, I would say.
Hey, Cole. Now, what are the odds? Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Clay.
Are you loving it?
Always.
Who is this? I recognize.
I even like it when you mess up.
Do you?
Yeah.
See?
But what I'm wondering is, why can't you just pull one channel of your recording?
Because stereophonic things happen, and you'd be dissatisfied when they were missing.
I see.
Yeah. Hey, where are you?
Cold Spring.
Now, is that New Jersey? I said it out loud.
No, it's New York. It's about 10 miles north of the Bear Mountain Bridge.
Oh, wow.
Cold Spring.
Is that where Cold Spring Harbor comes from?
No, that's Long Island.
Ah.
Yeah.
Totally different place.
What you doing? Supper time? Are you eating?
It's supper time. I just made myself some fresh salmon and a salad, and I just lit a fire by the fireplace.
Fresh salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Just lightly cooked, just barely.
It's pretty well done in.
I like that. These are young people today, Fab and Julia.
Yes.
They barely cook things. Kirsten,
that's
my
true.
Wife.
A lot of people
don't. Our friends just barely cook them. And I'm from the old charboil age.
Do you see that Fabio is playing with a knife over here?
He is.
I'm fixing my record sleeve.
Caller, give me your name again.
It's Mark.
Mark, what do you think of the Occupy Wall Street? They don't like it when you say movement. Thing.
What?
That's better.
Well,
thing.
I'd find it encouraging.
Good. Me too.
I wish that I was younger.
How old are you?
Well, I'm a little older than you are.
Are you mobile? Are you
what?
You getting around?
I have issues.
You have issues? Movement issues?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Otherwise, I'm sure I would be down there. I mean, I spent a lot of time in and out of jail. When I was younger. You know,
for what? Drug charges? Theft?
Civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience? This kind of thing?
Yeah.
Only you took it a little farther, breaking some windows?
Didn't do that. We chained ourselves to a nuclear power plant.
Good.
Wow.
You're a serious
activist. Is that one of those elf people or whatever that is?
No, I wasn't part of that.
Environmental Liberation Front.
I was involved with SHAD.
Makes Greenpeace seem like Cub Scouts.
SHAD.
Wait a minute.
What ELF
SHAD.
Does, SHAD.
What's SHAD?
Oh, I think it was the South Hudson something.
Activists Division.
Something
so like you you must be. I bet you do wish you were down there, but you can do it in spirit. And I'm glad you're paying attention. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
We don't know what's going to happen with it, exactly what's going on, but it seems like a little shot of invigoration for lefties.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that people don't make the same mistakes that we made 40 years ago.
And
why don't you tell us what some of those mistakes are and so that we can use them as bullet points for the current crew?
Well, I think one of the big mistakes, it was a very naive thinking that somehow drugs were going to change the world.
Oh, yeah, well, no. They can change things, but,
did people
but
really think
not
that?
For the world.
That drugs were going to change the world?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There was everybody just take LSD, the world would be fine.
There was a period,
like in that movie,
when they were experimental. And then as the 70s came along, it drifted somewhere into it became abuse.
Well, there are still people who you know, even today, who think that, you know, if everybody smoked marijuana, you know, the world would be different.
It's going to have to be legal before long, I think.
I think,
keep
on
saying
that,
though.
Yeah, but it's getting closer.
I think that the left, or whatever the left means, needs to be as organized and dedicated to the right as the right.
But they're working on it. That's they kind of got to start now. A little late, but better late than never. Mm-hmm. And it's making them nervous over
there.
Well,
what I find interesting is that the right is sort of mobilized in and very focused, but simply because they're against the left. You know, I mean, yes, they have issues and agenda and all that, but the main driving force is that they're against the left.
Yeah,
and
anything
that the left is after, they're against it.
You don't think it works both ways?
Well, they seem to be against anything that could be at all healthy.
Now I'm getting that flying saucer sound. Is that my headphones, do you suppose?
No, it's the mics. Like, you have our mics turned up too high, I think.
Yeah, and then... But our levels are kind of low.
Well, look at the levels now when I'm speaking. How is that? Is that it's
just
low?
Just barely passable.
Okay, now turn it up.
Now turn it up, man.
And how is that? How is it now?
It's freedom rocking now.
Well, see, you're getting the ambient noise in the room.
You're a little tired, Fob.
No, I'm not tired.
Did you hear that, Julie?
That's why you what you mean the noise?
Crabby.
I'm
not crabby.
Yeah, let me
close. You always say he's crabby.
I'm going to close the door. I'm sensitive.
Caller, what's
your
message?
Well, this is why we play bed music, because
Julie,
you get this noise.
Julie, you're pegging the meters. Which one are you on? Two?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, bring her, because that mic is way more sensitive.
Yeah, this one is.
Bring her down?
Low.
Yes.
I've been bringing her down for weeks.
Yeah.
Julie. Right. Listener, this is it for you. What's your message of peace and love?
Well,
make it count. Make it count.
Yeah, God, why I have to think about it then. I would say try to remain as positive as possible, and as always treat other people decently.
Are you a singer?
Do you like my voice?
Yes.
Thank you. I hear that almost every day from people.
The beautiful voice you have, dulcet tones, relaxing.
No, I made a living as a bass player.
You did?
Huh. Yes, as a musician, a composer.
Did you play in any bands we would know?
Probably not. I mean, most of the work I did was avant-garde, experimental kind of stuff.
Well, why don't you tell us?
That's Fabio's wheelhouse.
Wow, wheelhouse. Good one, Julie.
Why don't you tell us what those would be?
Well, let's see. I played in Gamelon, Son of Lion.
Okay.
Henry Cow.
I wish I played in Henry Cow.
That's a British band.
Yeah.
You're sexying it up too much now. I can barely hear you. Put a little edge on it.
Well, you have a number of my CDs in the library.
Is that a cry for airplay?
Yes, absolutely.
We could maybe fish one out someday.
Yeah, please.
A long ways away from where I'm sitting right now, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in panic mode.
But I also played in Enos. Do you remember the song Smoking in the Boys' Room?
Yes. Cub Coda wrote that song.
I was a Cubs bass player.
No way. Brownsville Station or Cub Coda Band?
Cub Coda Band.
Did you meet Stephen King?
Yeah.
Big fan of a Cub Coda. Did you really?
Yeah.
You met Stephen King.
We did a gig in Bangor.
Was he partying then? He used to party.
I don't know what I should say on the air.
Was it at his radio station?
It was some club that we were playing at. Yeah. Only three people in the entire audience.
And he liked Cub, and he liked those Iron City house rockers.
Mm-hmm. He gave us all autographed books. Which
well, that's something to say, isn't it? I would love to meet Stephen King. Matter of fact, we just got the DVD, David Soul version of Salem's Lot, in the mail today.
Your favorite.
For the little Halloween get-together.
Your favorite.
Salem's
David
Lot.
David Soul.
Yeah.
He seemed like a very normal type of guy.
Mr. Ball, I can't do it. Every time I try to channel James Mason, I can't do it.
I can't do James Mason.
You played with Marshall Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
but we've got to go.
I look forward to hearing the show. When
all right, don't rest on those laurels. Make new ones.
All right.
All right?
Ciao.
Write that new record, man, when you're sitting there.
You
don't have to run laps to write a record.
Right now, I'm going to eat my salmon.
Okay, eat that salmon. See you, man. All right. Oh,
is that some kind of code?
No, but there's no more calls. Riff, you guys. Oh, let's give out the number, 201-209-9368. I'm Clay Pigeon. This is what's left of the Dusty Show. After several digital failures that have left me more than flummoxed, that have left me embarrassed, reputation in tatters.
Well, it's okay. This is WFMU, after all.
Mostly I'm sad.
Most people expect these sort of things happen now and then.
But I really wanted to play it.
Well, you'll play it next time when you fix it.
I don't know if I ever will.
Well, you have to fix it.
Yeah, but that requires time and effort.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to put into it.
But I'll be on to new things.
Okay, then it won't happen.
Well, I want it to happen, and I need assistance, Bob. That's where I look to you.
Well, I can't help you there.
26 hot minutes after 6, Clay Pigeon with you on
Dusty. Hot minutes, are they?
Here's
hot
a caller minutes. Right here. Hello, caller.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you, my man?
Not much.
You sounding good, babe. How old are you?
30.
30. Have you been down to that Occupy Wall Street?
No, not yet. I got a family. I got a job, so it's kind of hard to go down there.
Yeah, it's hard. Where do you live?
Union City,
Union,
New Jersey.
Union City, New Jersey. Out by the gas fires of Jersey. Sandy. I love how Bruce always says Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah. Or the gas fires of Jersey.
Yeah, well.
I had Bruce in the show.
What?
I don't want to give it away. It was pivotal. In fact, it all hinged on him.
Oh, you had a recording of one of his songs?
It all hinged on him. Wow. Caller, what's on your mind? What's motivating you today?
Halloween.
Halloween. What you going to be?
Well, I wanted to be the bearded guy from Flash Gordon, when that flies around with the big beard.
That's good.
That sounds like. But what is it? Are you going to do it, or is there a catch?
Well, there's kind of a catch because I made the mistake of trimming my beard the other day, so now it's not going to have quite the same effect.
Do you have hair on your back?
Man, I got hair everywhere. I wear a jumpsuit 24/7.
Are you a hairy guy?
What about back knee?
Oh.
No, back knee is about probably the only place, and in between the where the forearm and the bicep meet. I don't have hair there either, but that's about it.
I thought of something way. Well, never mind.
No, I don't have any problems.
I wish that was my name. That's a great DJ name.
What?
Harry Palms?
Yeah. Hey, caller, you are great. I love you, man. You're saving the show here. It was going down the tubes, and then you callers called. And have you ever listened to that Dusty Show before?
Yeah, I listen to you all the time, man.
Do you really? Even now, through all these troubles?
Hell yeah.
I don't like myself as well as I used to.
Nah, man, you're going strong.
Thank you, man. I need that reinforcement. I really do. It's been such a struggle of late. It really has. I'm struggling.
Caller, he has, issues with his ego and such. So, the more you stroke it, the better it'll be.
And Fabio doesn't. Fabio is surprisingly ego-free, especially the chicken and a biscuit
shirt.
Well, you see, that
has to do with my early hippie, kind of training. That's why I'm so anti-hippie.
Fabio, do you really hate hippies?
No, I just joke around about that. I just like saying, hippies are good for one thing only, killing. I love that line.
Listener,
yeah.
We're running out of time for you. What's your dream?
My dream?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just equality. Everybody to be able to do their thing without having to worry about them. Where's my next meal going to come from?
Here's what I want from you, my dear friend, bearded one. There's somebody down there at Zuccotti Park in the cold, in the rain, risking arrest, they believe. They're actually physically cold and miserable. Will you talk to that person in their tent right now and tell them you're behind them, you're for them?
Yeah, man, just don't give up the fight, man. You're there for a reason.
That's right.
There's always a plan. I believe in God, and this is happening for a reason. There's going to be change soon.
It's great talking to you. Promise you'll call again.
Definitely, man.
All right, my brother.
All right.
You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you. We're half done. It's half over. Another call? You think we should just lurch at it? Hello, Clay Pigeon. You're on the radio. I know. You there?
Hello.
Yeah. You snapped
that.
You're snapping.
I've never called a radio station before.
Is this the first time you've ever called a radio station?
What's it feel like?
You know what? It just feels like I'm talking to a friend.
Are you all tingly?
No, not at all.
Talk to Julie for a minute. She's underexposed on this show. Julie, talk to him.
No, I was thinking that I get nervous when I call into a radio show. I'm fine on the radio show in front of the mic, but I get nervous if I call into somebody else's show. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, I normally don't even use the phone. This is just, you guys are talking about the Occupy Wall Street, and it just caught my interest. So I wanted to call in and share a couple thoughts.
Would you go? I'd love to hear them.
I haven't been to the Occupy yet. I've only been reading online, but I think the most important thing everybody needs to realize is, like, pretty much we need to be aware of what's going on in this world. Like, everything is so wrong. Everybody, you know, there's so many people suffering for no reason. Like, I'm sure we have the technologies and, you know, everything available to be able to take care of everything that's wrong, you know. And, you know, you can go into basics about what's wrong. Like, I don't know too much about government. I'm not educated in it very well. I just see what I hear on the internet and TV, and I just decide for myself, like, you know, because I'm a normal person, you know?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. You got a wife or kids?
No, just a girlfriend. I'm keeping it minimal.
How long you guys been going out?
About a year.
About a year. You ready to pop that question?
That's not even a question. I could just do that easily.
Oh, man. What are you going to have for supper tonight?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Are you really a chalupa? What are you going to have?
Or chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah, hey. There you go.
Oh, man. You can do better than that, man.
I need more cotton in my diet.
That stuff is really, you can do better than that, man. Don't do it.
Bobby's only 28. He's got years of abuse ahead of him before he has to put the brakes on.
Yeah, but
smoke, drink.
You can abuse it in a better way. I mean, that stuff is just like trash.
Define abusing it in a better way.
I'd rather not.
Fob.
Yes.
Were you eating well at 28?
I was.
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Fob, you're a little too fussy.
No, I'm Italian.
Yeah, oh.
We like good food.
Chef Boyardee.
No, no.
Spaghetti.
Swing no. American.
No, no, no. You know, when I was a kid, I made my mother, I would go with my mother to the supermarket and, you know, helping her shopping or whatever. And one day, because I had seen the commercials for Chef Boyardee, you know, like whatever, raviolios or whatever.
Gender confusion was starting for you.
What?
Then. What? How do you arrive?
That's not what he's talking about.
Well, he envied the apron.
What?
He was hard. Say that.
Hanging on the apron strings, and Bob, you're still clinging.
No. So we were shopping in the supermarket, and I saw the can of Chef Boyardee, and I screamed and yelled. I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I made my mother buy a can of Chef Boyardee raviolis or whatever those things were called. And so we get it home, and she heats it up for me, you know, because I was all excited. Wow, this is the thing you see on TV, you know. And so now, mind you, my mother makes amazing food, you know. It was just like,
how long's this gonna be?
We're almost done.
Fabio, so I like this. I'm sorry.
We open this can. She heats it up, puts it in front of me. I start eating it. And I took one bite of it, and I wanted to retch right away. Like, I couldn't stand it. And like I said, no, no. And she was really pissed at me because she bought it for me, you know. So, you know, you have to eat it now.
Oh.
And like, I tried really hard, but
it didn't
I
grow on you.
I was gagging the whole way. It was horrible.
Wow.
It was horrible. And I learned a valuable lesson there.
See, now you made me hungry because I grew up on that
stuff
not being Italian.
Such trash, man.
We had goulash.
Goulash.
I guess.
But your mother made it fresh.
That's
right?
Not Italian, though.
No,
is it?
No, that's Hungarian.
What did we have that was Italian in our house? We called it Italian when I was young.
Of course you did.
Italian
salad
dressing.
You're from the Midwest.
Seven seas. Wishbone. Now that screams Italian.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I
Italian from New Jersey, maybe.
Hey, listener.
Yes.
What did you want to get across?
I just wanted to, pretty much what I want to get across is, like, you know, this Occupy movement, it could change this world, you know. They don't have to have any certain point or any certain demand. It's just like, you know, we're all tired. We are all tired of this.
You know, Bob,
healthcare is through the roof. You know, everything costs so expensive when it doesn't need to, and everybody's, you know, there's greedy people and there's not greedy people. It's just unbalanced.
Bob, everybody under 30 gets it.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care if we don't get it, Bob.
Well, I get it.
If you're over 30, you're going to regret it.
They should reinstill that whole notion of once you hit 30, you got to be executed.
We're taking over from
You want the Logan's Run world?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. You know, you get a lot of sex and a lot of good stuff up until 30, and then you check out.
Caller?
And you're like, you're perfect at that point.
You know I'm into it, don't you?
Yeah.
You know I'm into that OWS all the way.
That's awesome. Well, like, you know, the people who are over 30, it's just like, you know, it took them a little longer to understand. They still got time to change. You know, we're still all young at heart. We still want to play.
You kids,
you know, we still want to have fun. So, like, why don't you just, you know, stop acting like an old person and let's change the world, you know?
We need your energy. We'll bring up.
We'll have fun. There's no reason not to, you know?
You got to turn my mic up and hers down a little bit. I think that's the problem.
I have to? Are you, is that an
Well, I, because I wasn't hearing myself again. It was very low.
All right. Say goodbye, Fabio.
Goodbye.
No, I
goodbye,
meant
Fabio. Fabio.
I meant him. Oh. I'm confused. 23
that's
minutes
clear.
In front of 7. Caller, that's it for you.
Thank you.
All right. Keep tuning
Good
in.
Luck, guys.
You should have, like, one of those little jingles.
Hey,
like,
wait,
when
wait.
You cut somebody off, it goes, wah, wah,
you know, still so. There, caller?
Nope,
we lost him. It's record fair. We haven't talked about it.
The record fair is coming up. Are you going to buy records, cassettes, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels?
I always pick up a few.
Wires.
Wire recordings.
I usually get them from the dollar bin, our very own dollar bin.
Me too.
I've noticed.
Good stuff, Bob.
Absolutely.
None of this complicated cerebral music that
cerebral.
You play. I don't want to think
on.
About music.
You don't want to think about
I
it.
I just want to feel it, baby.
You're just a rocker at heart,
Ooh,
aren't you?
Italian neighbors taught my mother's mother spaghetti and Italian recipes, so my mom always made great stuff. But we still had Chef Boyardee for convenience. In lieu of a tomato soup and grilled cheese, for example, says Matt from Springfield.
Now, I did make grilled cheese sandwiches when I came home from school every day.
American cheese?
I would use, American cheese. Sometime later, when I got into high school, I discovered cheddar.
Actual cheese.
Yeah, real cheese. Well, no, we had real cheese in the house all the time, like provolone, mozzarella,
right.
That kind of stuff. But I got hooked on American cheese on English muffins.
Kraft singles.
Yeah, the individually wrapped ones.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
What was the pimento loaf? That was good.
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
No, I didn't dig that.
Pimento loaf.
No, pimento loaf.
I had that about 5 days a week.
You know, I would take two slices of this cheese, right? And I would fold the corners so that it would fit on an English muffin.
You tickled yourself.
Oh, man.
I'm so mean to you. I
of course you are.
You
really, deep down, you really don't like me, right?
What is happening?
He doesn't like anybody.
Don't I, Julie? Let's talk about me.
Yeah. No, let's talk about me. It's always about you.
Just for a moment. What do you
Just
think?
Just for the whole hour.
If you had to analyze, Fab.
Deep-seated insecurity.
Julie?
I'm not even going there.
Come on.
I'm not. I've been on the receiving end of your attacks. I'm not even going there.
Attacks? Should we talk about the incident?
Let's not talk incident. About the incident.
All right. We had a big fight during that hurricane.
I heard.
But I thought we were mending okay.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You're not over it?
Yeah, I'm over it.
All right. Hey, deep-seated hate, Fabio.
Hate.
I have no hate in me. I don't hate anybody.
Nah, I don't hate anybody either. Why do I want to sing? We need to sing.
Well, put on some music and start doing
Just do Julie sings with me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you play
no.
the beat, Pop?
I'm not getting involved in any
you
live
could, he
music.
He could tap dance. He could tap dance.
I'm
we know he could do that.
I'm not getting involved in live music
you
with
you. You won't even hit
I
your hand?
Nope. No.
You got no rhythm.
No, I won't do it.
That's why you play that.
Computer
music.
Is that right?
Yeah. The 8-bit.
That's what I play is computer music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Buckle my shoe.
You got that microtonal thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 201-209-9368 is the lucky number. 201-209-9368. Make it happen, world. Call the Dusty Show. I'm Clay Pigeon. 20 to 7, 20 more minutes of this fun in the face of disaster.
I went to see a really great photography show the other day.
Oh, Fob.
You don't care about that.
That's just like if I had a beach ball with a broken nozzle and I squeezed it.
You'd rather just be bludgeoned with a sledgehammer instead of talking
about
it.
Well, there's a Miracle Call's going to come rocketing through here any second. 201-209-9.
What about movies? Have you seen any good movies? Did you see the new Almodovar? Pedro Almodovar?
I did, we were going to go, and
it's good.
We didn't.
It's
with
good.
Banderas,
yes,
the plastic surgery movie.
It's really good. It's really good. I saw it 2 weeks ago.
It seemed frightening to me.
It's a little bit hairy, but it's good.
We watched Rudy. Did we talk about that?
Rudy. What the hell is that?
Football movie.
Yeah, Rudy.
What?
And Moneyball. I saw that one. Been watching a lot of sports.
Talk to me
about that.
I have nothing to say about sports.
Hey, we got a call. They're
not
saving
a
us.
Thing.
Bocce ball?
Caller?
No sports.
Hey, what's going on? I figured I'd just call you guys. Sitting here in traffic, and I just wanted to congratulate you for all the inspiration.
They don't dislike you anymore.
For all the inspiration.
Now I like you.
Thank you, man. Have you been down to Occupy Wall Street?
I've been around the area. It's better off that I stay out of the area.
Really, you don't like
it? Why is it better off?
You got a bad feeling?
I love the cause, but I just don't want to get my ass kicked or arrested.
No one's going to kick your butt.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
You mean like with the cops or something like that?
Better off not being down there. But I'm
well, if people don't do what they're doing, then nothing is going to get done. Nothing's going to happen. People have to take some risks.
If you're around the fuzz, this stuff just happens.
The fuzz. What are you, in 1969 here?
Yeah.
The fuzz.
It came up last night. I love it. If you're around the fuzz, does trouble happen?
Fuzz.
No, I definitely convinced people to go down there and influence the
one.
Now,
I can barely hear you, man. Just put some something behind
now,
it.
Now, do you know why they were called the fuzz?
No.
Because it's the fuzz on a pig.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
They're called bears. They're the bears.
But where does the pig come from?
Bears are smoking.
That I don't know. I know that the fuzz is
from the pig.
Yeah.
And the pig thing is just slanderous.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yeah.
It's
like
meant to be
a
unpleasant.
Serious put down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with
that.
I can't
say that one.
What, pig?
Yeah, I can't say it.
I can say it.
You can about the cops?
Well, I'm not attacking any particular cop. We're just making a hypothetical, like abstract conversation.
Listener?
Yeah, what's going on?
Take
I just wanted to thank you. Yeah, you guys separate me from everyday reality.
Okay, we'll do that right now.
I'm separated right now.
How old are you?
20.
You're 20? Just 20 years
old.
You
got a lot of killing to do.
Are you in college?
I am. I'm actually putting myself through college.
Where do you go to school?
I go to community college in New Jersey.
What's the name of it?
Morris County Community College.
Do they have sports?
They do. Mediocre sports.
What's the name of
not mediocre.
What's the name of the team of mock?
What? I have no idea.
What is it?
Probably the Tigers or some sort of cat.
Do you go to the games?
No, I don't. They're not really that big.
Do they play lacrosse at your school?
They might. They actually do. Yeah, I feel like I hear people talk.
I never understand like these schools that have lacrosse.
Why
like
not,
who
Bob?
Watches that? Like, who cares about lacrosse?
Interesting, athletic, young
like
people,
football,
Bob.
Throwing the ball around. The
people that have blood coursing through their veins.
They could play other sports, but lacrosse seems so antiquated.
You're so binary.
Binary. Yeah. Binary. Wow, that's interesting. So am I a one or a zero?
Is that the only two digits?
Well, definitely a one. That's the point of binary.
What's an integer? Is that the same thing?
That's a number.
And a digit is...
Also
a number.
Integers and binary digits, Fob, bundled up in you like old index cards.
You think he's a robot, don't you?
You haven't had your milk today, have you?
Ladled with Q-Tex. I think of the smell of Q-Tex.
Q-Tex? What's Q-Tex?
Yeah, nail polish remover.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I love it.
That's a nasty smell.
Yeah, it is. That's toxic.
I like it.
It's noxious.
I used to just...
swim in it.
You drink it.
Listener, that explains a great deal.
Listener, it's over for you. What's your final
it's
words?
Over for you.
Make it good, man. Go for something. Don't just me. Don't do this marijuana kind of pot thing, dude. Get edgy and get anxious.
Edgy.
Get really anxious with it.
Show, shine through you.
Freak out. Will you do an artificial freak out? Will you just freak out while I slowly turn you down? Like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. I'm freaking out. I can't take it anymore. The world's crashing in on me. The walls are coming down.
You can't be cutting me off now.
Do it. Do it fast. Just go.
Push that button, man. Oh, man. He dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, he swore. Oh, he swore. I don't know how that. But I definitely got it. Yeah. He didn't even know. I told him to get excited. And he went...
he got excited.
Yeah, he went...
And that's what came out.
Were we in the air signal or the program signal?
Program.
Good, okay.
Okay.
So you hit it in time.
Yeah, that's that call's over. 201-209-9368. Say it, Julie.
201-209-9368.
Say it, Fabio.
This is Freeform listener-sponsored radio, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Hey, the record fair is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting in the afternoon on Friday, and runs through Sunday, 5, 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Because Gaylord
is broadcasting.
I'm spinning
there.
At noon.
You're spinning at noon on Sunday?
Off air.
On Sunday. Oh,
at
don't
the
rub
record
it in,
fair.
Julie.
No, but I'm telling people if they want to see you DJ, they have to go.
Yeah. Who's this? I got to go right now. I got to go. Who's on the phone?
Hello. My name is Andrew.
Andrew, you're a man.
Yes, I am.
We hope.
Yay.
How old are you, Andrew? You sound young.
23 years of age.
23 years new. Wow. Mm-hmm. 23, Fob.
23 years
what
of
year
life.
Was it when we were 23? 18, 5.
It was like
1981.
1981, I was his age.
2004.
Kraftwerk's Computer World album just came out when I was his age.
Did you see that show? Did you see the show?
I don't watch those shows.
No,
Fob.
No, live.
I watch blood. I watch sports.
Real people on stage
I'm
performing.
I'm watching the Ralph Hutter documentary with Florian Schneider about op matriculation, binary conversion, index cards, and Q-Tex.
All right. Move on.
Wearing
that.
My chicken and a biscuit shirt.
Listener.
Wow.
What's going
brutal.
On out there?
Oh, not too much. I'm in traffic about to get into the Lincoln Tunnel. I was in the city guitar shopping.
Guitar shopping? What kind of guitar did you buy?
I bought a vintage silver tone guitar.
Whoa, that's a beauty.
You know where you bought those, don't you?
I'm sorry, what's that?
You know where you got those, don't you, back in the day?
Oh, Sears, yeah.
Sears catalog, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much did you pay for this silver tone?
Well, it was marked at $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
I talked the guy down to $1,300. After hours of negotiating, he said, I'll give it to you for $1,300.
Dude, a silver
tone. You wore him out.
You are way indie, aren't you? You're indie all the way. He's indie. Watch, he's going to confirm what I'm saying. You're indie, aren't you?
I guess
now, where do you wear? I don't know what Indy's doing. They were wearing the tight plaid shirts and the beards.
Knit cap.
But I do have a neatly groomed mustache that I'm very proud of.
Who are you listening to? Name two bands.
Two bands.
Don't be cool. What are the last ones on your platter?
Okay. Black Keys.
Black Keys.
And I'm very excited on Tom Waits at the moment.
Tom Waits has a new one.
Yeah. I just streamed it on NPR the other day. It was really good.
Lives so, out there in Bakersfield, California.
So what year is this silver tone from?
They made it from 60 to 67. This is probably somewhere in the middle. It's the model that Chris Isaac used to play.
Uh-huh.
Is it a hollow body or a solid body?
Hollow body.
Is it a hollow body, huh?
Well,
is
that
it
would
a
be a,
sunburst finish?
Black finish.
Black finish. Mm. Silver tone. Nice job on that. What kind of amp you running it through?
I'm running it through an Ampeg Gemini.
Nice, which is also old, right?
We're really getting also into geek old. Land
You got
here.
Any stomp boxes? What are
Super
you running?
Geek.
Running through a old Russian Big Muff, one of those big green ones.
Oh yeah.
I got the old original Tube Screamer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. And me, I've gone. I'm all making laptop music now.
Yeah, you've gone more computer.
Yeah, you're digital.
You're totally binary.
Well, we swing from one extreme to the other.
Do you know?
Someday this young fella will get tired of the old equipment, and he'll be. You know what? I'm waiting to come around, and all you musicians out there can take my cue on this. It's those digital keyboards from the 90s, the Casios and all that. I'm sure they're already doing it. But that horrible sound we used to hate.
The DX7.
It's got to come out. DX7 is different. That's
it's
a popular
different. Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
But these 90s Casio keyboards.
I got a couple of Casios.
I think they're so
80s.
Abhorrent. It
Before
has to be cool
90s.
Now. Yeah.
I have a couple of little ones from when I was a kid. And people do use them on their records
Yeah,
now.
Well, they tear them apart and do that bit music and rewiring them and all mm-hmm. kinds of... Well, you're out of time. You're done. It's
you're
over for you,
time.
Caller. It's your history. you're done.
Occupy Wall Street. Do it.
Talk about it. Real quick. Encourage him down there.
Do not judge a book by its cover. Don't think that it's just a bunch of hippies there for a party. That's what I did think until I went to Zuccotti Park and talked to them.
It's
so
fantastic.
I encourage all listeners to go and judge for yourself. Listen to their message.
Oh, man, you guys are going to do it. What a great generation coming up. I have every faith in you.
Thank you.
You'd be very proud. And keep up the fight, all right?
Will do.
All right, my friend. It is 9 minutes in front of 7. And this is a little bit of radio heaven. 42 degrees on the outside, light rain falling in Jersey City. Looks like it'll continue then. Even cooler tomorrow and into Sunday with daytime highs in the low 40s. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the upstate weather forecast, it looks like tonight dipping down below 30. And we're seeing those first little snow crystals in the weather forecast.
Tonight, as George Carlin once said, tonight it'll be dark, followed by gradually spreading light.
Fabio, that's like knock, knock.
Who's there?
Old lady.
Old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel. that's how that Carlin material.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fresh stuff. Yeah. Oh, look at this Christmas tree. They said the Dusty Show was over. They said it was over.
Thank you.
What the hell is that?
If you'd like to make a call.
Hello. If you'd like to.
I just was digging it. It's total failure. But I need to dump some.
We
here.
Had the guy there, too, though. That was weird.
It's okay.
No, that was a recording.
He'll call back. Now, wait, I'm pressing every button known to man. It's
beeping.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you call before?
Hi.
Did you call before?
What's it?
Did you call before?
Yeah, I called before.
Were you the swearer?
What?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Anybody there?
That
yes,
was harsh.
I'm here.
We have expensive filters, Fob. They won't even notice that.
Yeah.
They won't even notice
Isn't
it.
That
it'll,
right?
It'll neutralize it. Occupy Wall Street, what are you feeling about it?
I'm excited about it. We
Good.
Need change.
We do.
We gotta go to the streets.
Have you been down?
No, I'm in Orange County, California. I did almost go to the Occupy Orange County, but I was busy. But it's happening everywhere.
What's the weather like out there now in the home of No Doubt and Agent Orange and The Offspring?
Well, do you really want the bad news?
Yeah.
I mean, gosh.
Make it brief, though. Your window of time is quickly closing. We've got 107 callers lined up, and you now have 15 seconds. Make it count.
It's perfect out here. It's beautiful. And I'm going to take a walk in about 15 minutes, so that's why I wanted to call. And you should play the tape, Dusty.
I know. Yeah, I want to. You mean, I got to convert it to tape. This is, Fob, what do you think? Julie, give up the digital?
No, don't give it up, but you got to learn how to work it properly.
I think it's FMU's cords.
No, it's not.
Go digital.
Thank you, man. Don't give up on me, okay? Don't give up.
No, we're here with you. We're following you out here in California.
I was hotter than a $2 pistol earlier this summer. Admit it, you guys.
You should get that song by David Soul. Don't give up on us, baby.
I sang that at Hoof
and Mouth. I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Don't give up on us, baby. David Soul.
Yeah.
What movie?
It was from a movie?
Salem's Lot.
Oh.
Terrible.
Not terrible. Good, Fabio.
It's pretty good.
God, Fabio, you make me mad. Listener, give love to Occupy Wall Street. They are listening cold and huddled in those tents and mean it.
You got it. Take it easy, man.
All right, good luck.
No, that's not what I said. I can't let you go like that. Tell them how you feel.
Like
tell them how you
feel. Get my tent and go down there now?
Yeah.
Yes. You said it's nice,
huh? I could do that.
All right, okay. Man. You're done. Right. You're history. Right. You're over. It's over for you.
It's over. I knew it. I knew it had to happen. All right. Take it easy.
Part of
Bye.
Me loves you. Take
Bye.
Care, man.
Part of you.
Part of me. My left toe.
Oh, look at this call. Hello. We've got 5 minutes left of this. Oh. They might have hung up on me. Yeah, I think that's the one I dumped before. Would anybody call with just 5 minutes left? 201-209-9368. Julie, it's good to be back here. Fab, it's good to be back, isn't it?
Back from where?
Back together, the triumvirate.
Yeah.
I thought we were done. I'd had it. Hadn't you had it?
No.
About had it?
No.
I'd about had it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I found I'd only half had it. And now I haven't had it at all.
You're definitely half something.
Oh, I feel good. I feel good when I'm on the radio. It's mm-hmm. why I'm born.
That's why we do it.
Born to broadcast. BTB, baby.
Is that the name of your autobiography?
I don't
You've
know.
You've got radio waves coursing through you.
I love this life. Hello, caller. Do you love WFMU?
I have been an FMU fan and supporter for 20 years.
All
Where
right.
are you at? You sound like you're in Alabama or something.
I'm in Sullivan County, and I'm in a snowstorm.
All right. Ooh. No, are you really?
Where's that?
That's upstate in the Skills.
Yeah. I pick you up on, you know, the matter.
We're going Sorry. Skiing, baby. I'm going to spend my third birthday in a row in the hospital.
Oh, no.
I've been in the hospital my last two birthdays. You think something's wrong with my brain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Caller, is it really snowing up there?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's snowing quite a lot.
And really?
My yard completely white.
What town are you in?
Neversink.
Neversink?
Well,
what?
It's near Liberty.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? You're running out of time. I've got two more calls. A message to the Occupy Wall Street people.
I'm all about that.
We all are, man. Hang in there and don't give up on Dusty.
Who said they were giving up on the Dusty show?
Dropping like flies.
Who said that?
I'm shedding listeners.
You have 100% pledgers on the website.
Yeah, but you know how this thing is. Next week it'll say 72%. I don't understand the dang thing. Record Fair is this weekend, people. Record Fair. I'm spinning Sunday at noon. Vinyl down there.
Okay, what kind of records can we expect to hear? You know, Clay
Pigeon
playing.
We can expect
playing.
To hear this 432nd call, which is a record for the Dusty Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Don't get scared.
Hey, this is Matt.
Don't get scared.
Oh man, Matt, what's up? You love Occupy Wall Street? Let's hear something for the people down freezing in the tents, man. Give them some love.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing to do. And I was actually going to ask you what you thought of. I was listening to Sunk Tank, and they were talking about that guy that was going through Facebook and getting as many friends as he could to obtain information and think he was an undercover spy or something.
Oh, there's going to be all kinds of weirdnesses going on. There's all kinds of people. Some people that are really into it, really focused. They're really trying to develop it and turn it into something. And then there's the circus on the perimeter. That's always going to be there. It is New York City. Not much you can do. But the people are very into it down there. I hope you go down. Andy's been down, haven't you?
I have.
To Zuccotti. Fabio's going down. My wife and I will be down there
tomorrow.
Down, Julie, have
right.
you been?
No, I haven't.
You gotta go, Julie.
Yeah,
you'll
no.
lose that cynicism.
I've been thinking about it. I think I should get down there. I'm a little away.
I'll tell you why you
I'm
should.
I'm still in New Jersey, but I'm...
You should go because they're probably going to kick him out of there at some point, the way things are going out in Oakland and Atlanta and stuff. So it
Well, it's interesting. The whole thing has been snowballing. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. And you know,
you're warming up, Fabio. What? You are so occupied, dude. You don't even know it.
Oh, I support what they're doing down there. I'm
But don't be mature about it.
What
Come
mean
on.
Mature? What do you want me to
will
do?
Will you like, untuck that shirt?
You want me to put on shorts or something?
Untuck that chicken and a biscuit and just flop that Dunlap around.
Dunlap.
Occupy! We are the 99%! Do it! We are the 99%! We are the 99%! We are the 99%! Oh, God.
Andy's and Fabio apparently is the 1%.
Caller, what's your final word? Just one word.
If it don't, man.
One word. He tried to cramp.
What?
Are you still there?
Yes.
You got to go. We're out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it don't stank, make it stank.
That's right. I totally agree. I think. Well, I don't know
what
he said.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Don't stank.
If it don't stink, make it stink. It sounds like what he said.
That was dirty, wasn't it? And I fully endorsed it. Andy's time is coming up. That's it. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
Bye, Fabio. Bye. Triumvirate out. This is Clay Pigeon.
Fix your cassette deck.
Sorry about the fail 14. But I'll air that show again. That's it. Always remember, Andy is next. Night, people.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Thank you.